Okay, so engineering catalogs, right?
Yeah.
Those huge collections of parts and materials. Essential, sure. But anyone listening who's an engineer like yourself knows, sometimes it's a real slog getting through them just to find what you need.
It's true. And when you're in a field like engineering where things move so fast, wasting time like that, well, it really cuts into new ideas and breakthroughs.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's what we're digging into today. Some really cool research from UW-Madison. They're saying, what if instead of those endless tables, we could actually visualize these engineering catalogs?
It's a very different way of looking at it. And it actually goes back to something that's been around a while, Ashby charts. Maybe you've come across those.
Right. Those graphs that put material properties side by side so you can compare. But we're talking about doing that for like everything.
Exactly. Think about how big of a deal Ashby charts were. Engineers could finally see how materials related to each other, not just a bunch of numbers. You could instantly pick out the strongest material for its weight, or the cheapest one that still conducted electricity well.
And that led to some big innovations, right? Like lighter planes, engines that were more efficient.
Exactly. So this research, it's like, how do we take that visual power and use it for all engineering parts? But we're not talking simple graphs anymore. This gets way more complex variational autoencoders, or VAEs.
VAEs, huh? Okay, got to admit, that sounds a little intimidating. I mean, we're talking neural networks, right? How does it even apply to something like a catalog?
So think of a VAE, like a really, really specialized design assistant. You give it tons and tons of data, like every single spec from an engineering catalog, the dimensions, materials, everything. And the VAE, it's really good at recognizing patterns. So it takes all that and puts it into a kind of map. But this map, it's not just flat. It has all these dimensions, and things that are similar get grouped closer together.
So instead of just a list, it's making a map of all the options, but in a much more, a much smarter way.
Exactly. And you can interact with this map, too. Picture zooming in on a certain area. Let's say you only want to see bearings that can handle a certain load. Or you could even tell it your limits, size, material, cost, and it'll highlight only the parts that fit.
Wow, it's like a search engine, but one that actually gets the physics and the design stuff.
You got it. And it goes beyond just finding what you already know. Seeing things laid out visually like this can spark ideas, connections you might never have made, just looking at lists.
Okay, now you've got me hooked. So let's say, for example, I'm designing a new type of electric motor. What's the real advantage this visual catalog gives me?
Okay, imagine you've got your typical motor catalog, right? And you need a specific kind of rotor. You could be stuck there for ages, going through each option, trying to find one that fits your needs. But now with this VAE thing.
So I wouldn't just be limited by what's already out there. By looking at this visual map, I could actually stumble across a whole new design solution. That's really something.
Yeah. And that actually brings us to one of the most exciting things about this whole thing, what they call latent space. Might sound a little complicated, but it's really the key to how these VAEs can change engineering design in a big way.
Okay. Latent space. I'm all ears. Break it down for me.
So picture this. The VAE, it takes all those individual bits of data from the catalog, you know, the dimensions and the materials, everything, and turns it into this kind of map. But this map, it has all these different dimensions to it, and every single point on that map is a possible design. The designs that are alike, they get grouped closer together, and that right there is the latent space. It's showing you all the ways the data connects that you wouldn't necessarily see just from, like, a spreadsheet.
So it's not just showing me the catalog visually. It's like it unlocks hidden connections in the data itself.
Exactly. And here's where it gets really wild. Since the VAE has learned how the data is structured, it can actually go beyond the examples it's been given. It can start to actually generate completely new designs, stuff that's not even in the original catalog, but that still follows those underlying rules it's learned.
Hold on, you're telling me this AI can come up with its own designs? That sounds like something out of sci-fi.
It does sound a bit far out, right? But the researchers, they actually showed this in their paper. They took a catalog of springs and used it to train a VAE. And then by messing around with the latent space, they actually got the AI to design completely new springs. Springs with specific diameters and stiffness, things that didn't exist in the original data.
So the VAE, it's like it looked at all those existing springs and figured out what the physics behind them, the design rules, and then used that knowledge to make its own unique springs.
Exactly. And get this, they weren't just random. They were able to steer the VAE to get it to make springs with certain properties. It's like they were finding solutions to design problems that the original catalog couldn't solve.
That's incredible. So it's not just a tool to find what you need. It's like having another designer on your team who's always coming up with new ideas.
That's a good way to put it. And this is just the beginning. This whole field is still really new, but there are so many possibilities.
Okay, so let's talk about those possibilities. What's next? What kind of impact could this have on engineering in general?
Oh, the sky's the limit, really. Imagine feeding a VAE data about every single part of a car engine or an airplane wing. You could then play around in that latent space and find the perfect design, not just for one part, but for the whole system.
So we could have designs that are lighter, stronger, more efficient, things we haven't even thought of yet.
Absolutely. We might even see materials or configurations that would never occur to a human engineer.
This is almost too good to be true. Are there any downsides? Challenges we should be thinking about?
Well, there's this thing called latent space cartography. Sounds complicated, but it basically means that while we can see the designs the VAE is coming up with, we don't always know exactly why it's choosing those designs.
So right now it's kind of a black box. We know it works, but we don't know how it comes up with these ideas.
Exactly. And that's a big area of research right now. If we can develop ways to understand that latent space to really see the connections the VAE is making, we'll be able to trust the AI's designs even more. Plus, we might actually learn something from it.
So it's not just about using the VAE as a tool. It's about having it as a partner in the design process.
Exactly. And I think that's where the real magic happens. You know, imagine engineers working side by side with AI, exploring all these possibilities and coming up with designs that are both innovative and really insightful.
It's like instead of AI replacing engineers, it becomes this powerful tool to help us do things we could never do on our own. Really makes you think about the future of design.
It does. And the more we can figure out why the AI makes the choices it does, the more we can learn and use that to solve even harder problems, like a true partnership.
Yeah. So to all our engineer listeners out there, what's the takeaway? What can you do now to get ready for this future where visual catalogs and AI design partners are the everyday?
I think honestly, a first step is just knowing about it, right? Start looking into data visualization, how those ideas could apply to your work. There's already some great stuff online, and it's only going to get bigger.
Like learning a new language, almost. The language of data and algorithms.
Exactly. And the better you know that language, the more you'll be able to do with AI and machine learning in your designs.
This deep dive has been amazing. We went from, those giant catalogs to like, whoa, AI that can help us design things.
Yeah, and we're just scratching the surface. It's exciting to think what we might be able to do in a few years.
A huge thank you to you for walking us through all this research and sharing your expertise.
Happy to do it. Always love geeking out about the future of engineering.
And to everyone listening, we want to hear from you. What are the biggest design challenges you're facing? Could you see a visual catalog or an AI helping out? Head over to our website at website address. Let us know in the comments. And until next time, keep being creative, keep digging for those breakthroughs, and we'll keep diving deep.